With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson and other Republicans accompanied former President Trump to court in New York City as a show of support. Speaker Johnson said the political motives behind the criminal charges facing former President Trump are obvious.
It's impossible for anybody to deny that looks at this objectively, that the judicial system in our country has been weaponized against President Trump. The system is using all the tools at its disposal right now to punish one president and provide cover for another.
Johnson was joined by GOP Representatives Byron Donalds and Corey Mills. Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy was also in that delegation. President Biden and former President Trump are the winners of their primary races in Nebraska, both won by a landslide as they continue to gain momentum towards another face-off in November. A federal judge is denying Hunter Biden's request to delay the start of his criminal trial on gun charges. Biden's lawyers pushed to postpone the trial to September, claiming the defense team struggled to find expert witnesses who would be willing to testify. They say experts have been reluctant to become involved. Judge overseeing the case rejected the efforts. Hunter Biden faces three felony counts for allegedly owning a gun while using drugs and lying on a form when he bought the gun in 2018. He's pleaded not guilty. The White House is defending Vice President Harris's use of profane language in front of kids.
During a public appearance this week, the vice president used profanity while offering advice to young Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders about how to break through barriers. Asked about the appropriateness of the language, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre described the vice president as passionate. Profanity in politics is nothing new, though. For example, Donald Trump's rallies often feature coarse language. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And President Biden is known for using coarse language. This is SRN News. More bad news about America's falling birth rate.
A growing number of young people have decided they don't want children, and a growing number of men are making sure that decision will be permanent. There's been a spike in the number of men undergoing vasectomies, even as the nation's birth rate falls to 1.6, well below the replacement rate of 2.1. Doctors warn that vasectomies can be reversed in some cases, but for the most part, they are permanent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York judge strikes down a Long Island County's order banning males from female sports teams after a local women's roller derby league challenged it. The judge ruled that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman didn't have the authority to issue his February executive order. The order denied park permits to any female league or organization that allows men to compete against women. The ruling doesn't delve into the civil rights arguments raised by both sides. This is SRN News. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas believes it was wrong for President Biden to threaten the withholding of offensive weapons from Israel.
That's a vast category of weapons that Israel used not only in Rafah and Gaza, but to defend itself against the very rocket and missile attacks that are still threatening Israeli lives, and for that matter, lives in Gaza and shutting down aid crossings.
Cotton says the Biden White House is sending mixed messages.
It is an indefensible policy in which the president and the Democratic Party has tied itself in knots, trying to balance the growing pro-Hamas wing of its own party and the very large pro-Israel American majority.
Cotton was interviewed on the Hugh Hewitt Show, broadcast on Salem Radio Network. The grandson of former President Jimmy Carter says his grandfather may not have much time left. Jason Carter said his grandfather is doing okay after being in hospice the past year, but he is coming to the end. More details at SRNnews.com.